Has reached a huge point of contention following the fourth meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, the JPC, to examine the Waqf Amendment Bill. The meeting was held on Friday. The bill will soon be tabled in India's parliament for approval. But what does it mean for India as a country, and particularly the Muslim population within India more broadly? Joining us on the line is a geopolitical analyst of Southeast Asia, Salman Khan. Salman, assalamu alaikum, shukran for your time.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, my dear brother, and to the rest of the Muslim listener of your radio station.
Speak to us then about the background and a bit of history as it relates to this Waqf Amendment Bill. What does it mean, and what is it focused on?
Well, look, you know what? It is very sad what's happening in India, and there is irony to it. If you look at the last, since the Modi government, I mean, that come, they have the anti-Muslim agenda. I mean, whether one way, whether it's a niqab, whether it's the slaughtering of the cow, whether it's a socioeconomic way, where is the caste system, whatever you see, there is definitely against the minority, and there is a persecution of the religious minority. It means not only the Sikhs and Muslims, but also the Christians and Dalits and any other caste, because now the upper caste of Brahmins, they become the Vandata, or let's say they are untouchable gods of the Hindu the spectrum what they have, and now anything and everything is belong to any other minority that they think is need to be incorporated into the India or the BJP run government. So looking at the Waqf bill, which is now they're trying to amend, it was first amended in 1954. It was introduced in 1954, and it was embedded with a trust that all the Waqf trust, all the buildings belong to the Muslims will be the Waqf, or anybody want to donate or anybody want to bequest any building or gift, anything that can go to the Waqf board. And Waqf board was comprised of the Muslim scholars and the practitioners and the lawyer. And they were fully autonomous body, those who were running their own, I would say, the maintaining of the Waqf, which is in Malaysia, which is in Pakistan, which is in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And the government doesn't care, because you work within the confinement of the law, local law, because the bill was amended in the parliament in 1954 to bring this.
Yeah.
Now, in 1995, this bill was again amended, and there was some more, in what we call it, the more power was given to the Waqf or the board of director of the Waqf. Then 2013, it was given a total autonomy to the people that you don't have to consult anybody. It is run very well, and so on and on and on. Now, that bill is, of course, comprised of the many, many stipulations. And the bill has to be revised in the BJP-run government by the Modi, and where they're trying to revoke certain clause, and especially the clause 40 of this amendment bill. And that's where the problem is.
Hmm. In a nutshell, what would this mean, from that perspective, if you look at, just broadly speaking, the assets and the monies and the funds that is being currently managed by this Waqf board, and essentially a lot of that would be at risk, not so?
Yes. Look, you know, the golden time of Indian civilization, even Hindus, the non-Muslims and the Hindus will tell you the best time of the zenith or the golden age of India was the time when the Mughal and the Muslim ruled for 700 years, right? Now, in that time, there was a lot of shrines, there was a lot of mosques, there was a lot of tombs, there was a lot of religious centers, the dargahs, and the religious university was put by the Muslims throughout those 700 years. Now, that has become the big question. That's become the Waqf endowed into their Waqf policy, and that is protected by the central Waqf. There is two different Waqf. One, we call it CWC, which is called Central Waqf Committee. The other one is SWB, which is a state Waqf, the board. Now, that is centralized, and that central board is sitting in New Delhi. Now, so there is two different boards governing the Waqf in India. Under that, both of the jurisdictions of these two boards control over 900,000 properties. whether it is a graveyard, whether it is a mosque, whether it is a khankana, whether there is a dargah, there is a shrine, or there is a library, or there is a hospital, it's over 900,000. It covers, comprises of over 940,000 acres of the property, 1.2 billion rand worth of the actual, like you're looking at the value of the property.
Mm-hmm.
So it is this bill is going to affect the very much of the heritage of a Muslim society. It will dismantle. And I will tell you what is the problem. Number one, all the trust before it was, I mean, on the Thursday, this bill will be passed because the BJP is bringing into the Senate and to the Lok Sabha that will be pushed forward, and that could be like what happened in Kashmir, the revoking of these Article 370-35 happened, which was also amended in 1954. So there's irony between the two bills. Now, this bill is going to actually change and remove the autonomous status, not autonomous, will take away the power of authority from the board. Now, what will and how it will affect? The most of the mutawallis, the trustees, will be regulated by the state, which is BJP-run government. Now, before until today, or let's say by next week, or this week, Thursday, there was no Muslims, non-Muslim will be on the board. Now, there will be the inclusion of, the new bill says, there will be the inclusion of a technical expert or financial director or ABCD into the WAF committee, and that has to be done. And into the Muslim WAF committee, you need to have the Hindus or any other religion people sitting on the board. That's one of them. The second is, then, of course, you know, the whole policy of India is how to dismantle the Muslims' heritage. If they're saying, like, Muslim women need to be, or any Muslim need to be, minimum of the two Muslim member, maximum, they did not, you know, specified, two women need to be on the board. So, you know, you ask Jamaat Ulma, or you bring MDC on board, they will tell you that in South Africa, not all the mosque board, or none of them, there is a woman, because there is our Sharia law and so on. So they want to break that Sharia law, that you have to have the woman sitting in a meeting, so they need to be in that board. Now, that's another problem. Now, the collector will be endowed with the authority that they will be able to become a referee if there is a dispute of the property. If Hindu come and say, this school was built on a temple. Now, before, the WAF committee used to deal with it directly with the government and say, no, this is not the truth, that's not. That would be go to the district commissioner. And this district commissioner is definitely is going to be the Hindu, and his work will be to look and become a referee and pass the judgment and give his recommendation to the court. Yes, this building can be taken away from this work from the Muslims because it is claimed by. So that's another problem. Now, then other thing is that all the government buildings, the bill said that all the government buildings, and of course in the time of the Mughal Emperor, the Shahjahan and big emperor, many, many buildings, those were the Muslim built buildings and Muslim heritage. That is a part of government now because it's a heritage building 100-year-old. Now they're saying all the government building has to revoke their right from the world and emerge into the government. So if there is a mosque, they'll say, no, it's gone to the government. It's no longer WAF property, and we need to open up a mandir, or we need to open up a shabin, or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And then also it'll be, the problem is not only the government building. Also, there is also put us in the pressure that there are cemeteries and there are kabristans. Those are under the WAF. They can be taken away, that this territory belongs to the Hindu kisan or Hindu farmer, and that's where the illegal boundary of the WAF is, and this WAF holds this territory. Let's destroy and build up a mandir, or build up a hospital, or build up a whatever. So that's another major problem. Now, as we're talking, there is already 123 properties has been put already under scrutiny, that is called in the government properties, that there has to be taken away from here. And that what is the problem. And now the Section 40 of the Awqaf law that is being implemented in 1964, revised in 1995 and 2013, this thing will going to take away the Section 40 of that Awqaf law that will remove the authority of the board of director of the WAF, make them null and void, and it will be go into the district collector. So you will have no power of any decision making until you concern with the district. Whether it's a Muslim, whether it's a non-Muslim, whether it's a Christian, of course, you know what is going to be. BJP people will come and take over 900,000 building, 50,000, 100,000 every year to make sure that Muslim heritage, which has been building over 1,000 years, we can destroy. And that is very fabric of the Muslim community, to have those dargahs, those Islamic schools, those universities and libraries. That is at the risk. That's what it is in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's certainly concerning, alarming, and yet at all not surprising, considering what we've seen the BJP government try and at times be successful in implementing. For now, though, Salman Khan, shukran so much for your time this afternoon.
Jazakallah khair.